market society put in place, but actually that all many things that were previously considered basic rights would be turned into a neoliberal good.
And Orlando Letelier was the former Chilean ambassador to the United States who was blown up in a car bomb on Embassy Row in
Correct.
Washington, D.C. in 1976.
Right.
Y que eso iba a terminar haciendo que las familias no solamente tuvieran que pagar por los servicios básicos, sino que incluso por los derechos, mm-hmm. a tal punto que ante la desigualdad que existe en Chile iban a tener que endeudarse para acceder a eso. Mm-hmm. Eso ha terminado en un profundo malestar de la sociedad que desembocó esta movilización a través de la educación.
Mm-hmm. And that these circumstances would end in the privatization of basic rights and of basic goods, and that families would have to become indebted to procure these basic things, and that's what led really in Chile to these massive protests.
Camila Vallejo and Noam Tiedelman, we have to end it there, but we'll continue in a post-show discussion and post it online at democracynow.org. That does it for our broadcast. If you'd like a copy of today's show, you can go to our website, democracynow.org. Again, we'll be at Hofstra University broadcasting the debate tonight. You can go to our website at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning, a special two-hour broadcast, including third-party voices in the debate. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Berger, Nate Felsen, Martin Nermin, Shake, Steve Martinez, and Malcolm Hanimasu, Robbie Karen, Dina Guzder, Amy Littlefield. I'm Amy Goodman, Nermin, Shake. Thanks so much for joining us.
This is Donna with your WUSB Concert Billboard for Tuesday, October 16th. Fiona Apple and Blake Mills will be at Terminal 5 Manhattan Monday and Tuesday, 8 p.m. Buck Cherry will be at the Paramount in Huntington Village, 8 p.m. Crosby, Stills & Nash will be at the Beacon Theater Manhattan, 8 p.m. Dorian Wallace and his big band will be at Somethin' Jazz Club, New York City. The Infamous String Dusters will be at the Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. Ricky Roach will be at Patty's Loft, Massapequa. Your billboard for Wednesday, October 17th. Emerson String Quartet will be at the Stoller Center for the Arts at Stony Brook University, 8 p.m. Blue Devil Big Band will be at Bobby Q in Patchogue, 7 p.m. Crosby, Stills & Nash will be at the Beacon Theater, New York City. Jason Crosby will be at Iridium, NYC, 8 p.m. Your concert billboard for Thursday, October 18th. Weird Al Yankovic will be at the NYCB Theater at Westbury. Tres Amigos will be at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington, 7:30. John Fulbright with Matthew and the Atlas will be at the Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport, 8 p.m. Walking Sideways will be at 89 North in Patchogue, 8:30. Lone Star and Southbound will be at the Emporium in Patchogue, 8 p.m. The Long Island Music Hall of Fame 4th Induction Awards Ceremony and Fundraising Gala will be at the Paramount in Huntington Village, 6:30. Barbara Cook will be at Carnegie Hall, Manhattan, 8 p.m. Your WUSB Concert Billboard for Friday, October 19th. Buddy Merriam Trio, Mandolin and Bluegrass Music will be at the Maribel Tavern at Three Village Inn, 9 p.m. Whoopi Goldberg will be at the Tillis Center in Greenville. Maria Muldaur will be at the Bolton Center, Bayshore. The Grey Horse Tavern welcomes Mick Hargreaves at 9:30 in Bayport. Panic will be at the Blacksmith Tavern in Smithtown, 9 p.m. Vision of Disorder will be at the Revolution Bar and Music Hall in Amityville, 8 p.m. Carrie Carney Trio will be at the Tap and Barrel in Smithtown, 9 p.m.
The local music, the local venues, the local bands. We know them, we love them, we play them live and studio recordings like no one else does. Please give so we can keep bringing them to you. Call 632-6901 or go to the website wusb.fm/pledge. WUSB Stony Brook.
And this is WUSB Stony Brook. It's 1 minute after 6 o'clock. Time for Off the Wall. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. And all eyes are turning to Long Island tonight. And this week, it's not just because of this show that that's happening. It's because of the second presidential debate, which is taking place at a prestigious college campus right here on Long Island, which for some reason is not ours. It's Hofstra University. I think the only reason it's Hofstra University and not Stony Brook is because it's closer to the city. And, well, this time of day, traffic is really kind of bad on the Long Island Express. So, you know, if you're a commuter listening to this, yet one more reason to hate yourself because you're keeping the presidential debate from coming to Stony Brook because they don't want to battle traffic like you're doing. Now, I have a thing about commuters. For some reason, commuters and SUV drivers are the two angriest people in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Two angriest groups of people. And here at Stony Brook, they sort of mix because they have the, for some reason, this is a very bad move in my eyes, they have the Stony Brook train station, and they let all the commuters park on campus. So what happens this time of day is all the commuters are going home from work, but they're going through the campus. And everybody runs through the stop sign and almost collides with the people who have right of way. And they're always very angry, and they're always trying to get ahead of the people in front of them. And they're always driving their SUVs. Yeah, it's just sad. It's sad, but typical as well. Anyway, yeah, okay, so the debate's happening. But it's not happening here. It's happening in Nassau County. And it's going to be interesting. A town hall setting this time. And we'll see if Obama can make up for his quote-unquote lackluster performance last time. You know, I watched that performance. I did. In fact, I even... This is what I love about the East Village. You can simply find a place that has similar, like-minded individuals that are interested in something going on in the world. Not just the Yankee game or whatever else was playing that night, and not covering your ears and trying to avoid it all, but actually paying attention. And there are multiple places where you could just go and do that, bars, restaurants, just gatherings of various sorts. So no difficulty at all finding something like that. And I imagine the same is probably true tonight in various places as well. And that's the other thing, you know, this... Those damn Yankees are still in the playoffs. And somebody tonight in the debate is going to make mention of that fact. They're going to say something because they're talking to a New York crowd. They're on opposite the ball game, which is on some other channel someplace. And they're going to want to get brownie points by saying something about the Yankees. You mark my words. Now, who's going to be first? Who's going to try and win over the crowd with that kind of a remark? Probably Obama, I would think. But I'm sure Romney will have something to say as well. It's just your typical politicians. And you know, this is another sore point. Everybody knows it's politics. Everybody knows it's the same old thing. And so what that leads to is a lot of people simply saying, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to pay any attention. Just going to walk away and do something else. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's the same thing as just not caring at all. Yeah, you know, you're going to have the status quo. That's why it's the status quo. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. The most you can do is try and veer it off course a little bit and start something. You can't come in the middle or the end. You have to start at the beginning. And you never do that by not paying attention. So, yeah, you know what? It's all about the same old people in power, and nothing's going to change, although I take exception with that remark. Things do change, but they don't change quickly enough for any of us. But if you simply pretend that it doesn't matter, and you don't listen, and you don't pay attention, and you condemn those who do as simply following, as if they're in some kind of a cult or something like that, you're really going to wind up... not having any say whatsoever, not having any influence, not being able to recognize change when it does come. And that's why we should always be paying attention to what's going on around us, even when it's not to our liking, especially when it's not to our liking. That goes for world events and national politics and things happening in your community. The best thing you can do for those people that disagree with you is to walk away and just stop caring. So that's why I hope people turn on the Yankee game tonight. No. Turn on the debate tonight and pay attention to what's being said. Read between the lines. Look for those little signs that maybe there's a glimmer of hope in one of these guys. And, you know, I'm really kind of fed up with people who are saying there's no difference between the two. Obviously, there is a difference. It's not a great difference, granted. It's not like they have in most other countries where, you know, the left is the left and the right is the right. Here, it's similar, but it is different enough. And you look at things like Social Security and health care and various social programs and funding of military and things like that, and you will notice significant differences. But if you really believe that, and I speak especially to those people on the so-called left in this country, if you really believe there's no difference, then go and vote for Romney in November and see if that doesn't haunt you for the rest of your life. Because I think there is a difference. I think there is, not as much of a difference as we want, but enough to make a distinction. And yeah, you know, in 2000, I was right up there with everybody else saying that Gore, Bush didn't make a difference. That's why I went with Nader. And, you know, I'm not ashamed of having gone with Nader. Still think that was the best choice of the three. But I was dead wrong thinking there was no difference between Gore and Bush.